grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, the 15th chapter of St. Luke, the first and second verses. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." The tax collectors and sinners drew near to hear Jesus because Jesus drew near to them, spoke with them, befriended them, even shared a meal with them. And in ancient Palestine, the sharing of a meal was understood to be a most intimate kind of sharing. The scribes and the Pharisees understood that. And in their words, "This man receives sinners and eats with them," we can hear their shock and amazement that a rabbi like Jesus would become that intimately involved with thoroughly disreputable people like the tax collectors who collected money for the Romans who occupied their country, and like those people who were regarded as notorious sinners. All of this was simply too much in the eyes of the scribes and the Pharisees, and we can hear their contempt and disdain for Jesus when they grumble, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Little did they know that in making that accusation, they were unknowingly pointing to Jesus' mission. The Son of God came into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Son of God came into this world as the friend of sinners. This man receives sinners and eats with them. But all of this was hidden from the scribes and the Pharisees in their self-righteous disdain for people they considered as being simply beneath contempt. But because the Lord Jesus loved them too, he tries to open their eyes to the truth about themselves, to show them who he in fact is and what he'd in fact come into the world to do. And so he tells them these two parables, one about a lost sheep and one about a lost coin, parables which point to their own lostness and the lostness of the tax collectors and sinners, the lostness of every son and daughter of Adam's fallen race, the lostness of you and of me. We all have erred and strayed like lost sheep and would be lost forever were it not for the Good Shepherd who has come seeking us. And so we can sing, as we do in one of our beautiful hymns about the Good Shepherd, "Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me." When the shepherd finds the sheep that was lost, when the woman finds the coin that was lost, a coin that was worth a whole day's wages, They both invite their friends and neighbors to rejoice with them. And Jesus explains this saying, "Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And saying that, Jesus is also asking his critics, yes, he is asking you and me, will you share in that joy over sinners who repent, lost ones who are found? Or will you continue to grumble at my kindness and compassion? All of us are aware of how much brokenness there is in this world. So much confusion and disorder and even depravity in so many lives. And it's all too easy to turn away from it all in disgust and disdain. But when we do that, we're joining the ranks of the scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus is the friend of sinners, the shepherd who seeks the lost sheep. And we are all of us, without exception, lost, but we have been found by the Lord, of whom we sing, "Jesus, thou art all compassion. Jesus, thou art all compassion." And so, as those who have been found and loved by him, our response to all this brokenness can only be one of compassion. How important it is to note that neither the lost sheep nor the lost coin had any ability to find themselves. And so it is with you and with me and every child of Adam's fallen race. This is so clear in these parables Jesus told in the presence of the scribes and the Pharisees. For if they should ask, "What have the tax collectors and sinners done that they should be accepted by Jesus?" the answer is that they've done nothing. They've simply allowed themselves to be found by the Good Shepherd who came seeking them. And so it is with you and with me. We have been found by our Good Shepherd, who in holy baptism made each one of us a sheep of his own fold, a lamb of his own flock, a sinner of his own redeeming. The Good Shepherd who continues to seek us as we find him in the Holy Scriptures and as we hear his word proclaimed, and as we are fed with the life-giving food and drink of his body and blood. For here in the Holy Sacrament, the Lord Jesus continues to receive sinners and eat with them. Jesus tells us there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. He speaks of the joy of the shepherd who invites his friends and neighbors to rejoice with him when he's found the sheep that was lost, and of how the woman who, on finding that one lost coin worth a whole day's wages, calls on her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her. And isn't that what happens when we come together at the Lord's table, in the Lord's house, on the Lord's day? Here we rejoice not as isolated individuals, but as the flock of sheep found by our good shepherd, known and loved by him. The sheep in Jesus' parable did nothing to be found, and the coin could do nothing to be found. Yet both are found, and so there is joy. You have been found. You are eternally loved, so rejoice. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.